good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show this evening brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, The Woodshop in Avon, Shady Silver Spur over in St. Martin, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber, Ron's Oil and Propane, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear of Avon, bringing us our Dick Putz Show, along with Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa and Belgrade, Central Minnesota Realty, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Happily's Bar of Richmond, Willembring Dahl, Wolken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, BMS Excavating of Belgrade, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, the Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, and Albany Chrysler Center are Dick Putz Show sponsors for this 2023 season. All righty, let's dig into some scores and highlights. We had on Sunday over in the County Line League, got a game here, Atwater at Regal today, and Atwater defeats Regal in County Line League action 6-1. Six runs, six hits, three errors for Atwater, one run, three hits, and an error for Regal. Josh Kingery on the mound will pick up the win for Atwater today, relieved by Chris Bellows in the eighth, and the catcher Josh Cunningham. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, relieved by Jordan Wozmik in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher Adrian Belden. Some hitting highlights for Atwater today. Josh Kingery, 2-for-4 with a couple RBIs. Kobe Holtz and Jordan Olson each have doubles. For Regal, Derek Dengerud, 1-for-3. He had a solo home run in the fifth inning. So a final today from Regal had Atwater defeating Regal by a score of 6-1. I'm going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we will get scores and highlights from the Victory League right after the station ID and commercial timeout.
It's a Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, online, mychasm.com, all day and night. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Serving the area for over 100 years. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show since the beginning of time.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Victory League. We're on Friday night in the Victory League. The Piers Bulldogs made their way to Avon in Blattner Field, taking on the Lakers. Avon defeats the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 6-0. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Avon. No runs, 2 hits, 3 errors for Piers. Dominic Osting starts on the mound for Avon, gives way to Adam Harlander in the 6th, Joe Dolan in the 7th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. For Piers, Kirby Fisher goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher, Teddy Daler. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, we had Carter Phillippe, 2-for-4 with a double. Reese Gregory was 2-for-4, and Joe Dolan and Carter Holthaus each with doubles. For the Piers Bulldogs, Craig Luberts and Tyler Fisher with the only hits for the Bulldogs, as Avon defeats Piers on Friday night, 6-0. On Saturday in the Victory League, my Chasm Game of the Week had me over in Opole, where the Bears hosted the Freeport Black Sox in Opole. Defeats Freeport on Saturday by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Opole. 4 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors for Freeport. Tate Lang will go the distance for Opole on Saturday, striking out 11. His catcher, Alex Lang, for Freeport, Mitch Reller starts on the mound, gives way to Caden Topkus in the 7th, Ivor Papke in the 8th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Brandon Sawyer. Hitting highlights for Opole on Saturday, Drew Lang, 3-for-4 with a double, and Hunter Beckerman was 2-for-3. For Freeport, Cody Rose, 2-for-4 with a double. A final on Saturday had Opole defeating Freeport by a score of 5-4. Also on Saturday in Royalton, it was Royalton traveling to St. Wendell, and Royalton defeats St. Wendell by a score of 15-8. 15 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Royalton, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. Zach Liebold on the mound starts and picks up the win. He was relieved by Nate Zick in the 7th inning. He picks up the save. And Austin Dickman will start for St. Wendell, relieved by Pete Schumer in the 7th inning. He'll take the loss. Jake Ethan comes in the 9th inning, and Jordan Gambos in the 9th inning as well. Some hitting highlights for Royalton on Saturday. Zach Liebold was 4-for-5. He had a home run and 6 RBIs. Joseph Guida, 3-for-3 with a home run and 4 runs scored. And Tyler Gendro and Brady Yurchik, they also had hits for Royalton. For St. Wendell, Brandon Dickman, 3-for-5. Brandon had a home run and 3 RBIs. Austin Dickman, Logan Heron, Pete Schumer, all with 2 hits each, as it was Royalton over St. Wendell on Saturday, 15-8. On Sunday in the Victory League, we had Avon traveling to Royalton, and Avon defeats Royalton by a score of 10-3. Matt Pickleman starts and picks up the win for Avon today. He was relieved by Jackson Henderson in the 9th inning. For Royalton, Nathan Six starts and takes the loss, relieved by Adam Olson in the 3rd. For Avon today, Peyton Randall was 3-for-6. Carter Holthaus, 3-for-6. Carter had a double. Reese Gregory was 2-for-5. Reese had a 2-run home run in the 6th inning, and Ryan Jensen and Joe Dolan each had 2 hits. For Royalton today, Tyler Gendreau was 3-for-4 with a double. Brady Yurchik and Joe Guida each had doubles. So a final today had Avon defeating Royalton 10-3. Upsala made their way to Foley this afternoon, and Foley defeats Upsala by a score of 11-2. 11 runs, 18 hits, and no errors for Foley. 2 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors for Upsala. Drew Beyer starts on the mound and will get the win for Foley today. He was relieved by Alex Voss in the 7th, Michael Molzoff in the 9th inning, and Levi Lampert starts and takes the loss for Upsala, relieved by Micah Ripplinger in the 7th inning. Some hitting highlights for Foley today. Josiah Peterson, 4-for-6. He had 2 doubles and 4 runs scored. Drew Beyer was 3-for-4 with a 2-run homer in the 1st and in the 3rd innings, and 5 RBIs. Mitch Keeler, 3-for-4 with a double, and Dan Murad had a 3-run homer in the 6th inning. For Upsala today, Levi Lampert, 2-for-5 with a double. C.J. Clear, 2-for-4 with a double. Matt Swanson was 2-for-4. Justin Cheon also had a double. So a final today from Foley. It was Foley 11 and Upsala 2. That's what I have from the Victory League tonight. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll go over to the Central Valley League and get their scores and highlights.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, R-A-H-N fuels.com.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest Hard Serve Ice Cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go to the Central Valley League. On Saturday, Kimball at St. Nicholas, and Kimball defeats St. Nick by a score of 12-7. 12 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Kimball. 7 runs, 14 hits, and an error for St. Nick. Brooks Marquardt starts on the mound for Kimball, gives way to Ben Johnson in the fourth. Ben gets the win. Skylar Gruba in the eighth, Zach Dingman in the eighth, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For St. Nick, Dylan Roush starts, relieved by Connor Lincoln in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Caden Brown in the seventh, Nick Wiseman in the ninth, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Kimball, Ben Johnson, 4-for-4 with a double and a grand slam home run in the fifth inning for Ben. Scott Marquardt, 3-for-4 with a double, and Adam Beyer was 2-for-4. He had a 3-run homer in the first inning. For St. Nick on Saturday, Damian Lincoln, 3-for-6. He had a double and a triple. Dylan Roush was 3-for-4. Dylan had a 2-run homer in the ninth inning. Connor Lincoln, 4-for-5 with a triple. And Tanner Anderson was 2-for-5. A final on Saturday had Kimball defeat St. Nick by a score of 12-7. On Sunday, the Cold Spring Rockies at Watkins, and Watkins defeats the Cold Spring Rockies today 9-2. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Watkins. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Rockies. Matt Geislinger will pick up the win today, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the 7th, and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For the Rockies, T.J. New starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brady Lynn in the 3rd, and the catcher, David Jonas. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Carter Block, 3-for-4 with a double and a solo home run in the second inning. Kevin Kramer was 2-for-3 with a double. Matt Geislinger, 2-for-4 today. Carson Geislinger was 2-for-3, and Nolan Geislinger had a double. For the Rockies, Jordan New was 4-for-4, and Austin Duffner, 2-for-3. Final this afternoon from Watkins had Watkins defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 9-2. And what I could see on the report that I had, this was a rain-shortened game, with Watkins coming out the victor in that ball game. Kimball at St. Augusta this afternoon, and Kimball defeats St. Augusta by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Kimball. 1 run, 9 hits, 3 errors for St. Augusta. Matt Dingman on the mound will pick up the win today for Kimball, relieved by Craig Meyer in the 6th, Skylar Gruba in the 9th, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For St. Augusta this afternoon, Travis Laudenbach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Kurth in the 3rd, Aaron Pruth in the 6th, Nevin Bloom in the 8th, and the catcher, Adam Guast. Hitting highlights for Kimball today. Matt Friesen, 3-for-5. Cade Marquardt was 2-for-4. Adam Beyer, 2-for-4. Cody Leiter was 2-for-3. And Ashton Hannon had a double. For St. Augusta this afternoon, Adam Guast was 3-for-5. Aaron Pruth, 2-for-4. And Marcus Lummel was 2-for-4. Final this afternoon had Kimball defeating St. Augusta by a score of 8-1. Pearl Lake at Luxembourg today, and Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg. 3 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. J.T. Harn on the mound starts and will get the win, relieved by Reed Funnenstein in the 7th inning, and the catchers were Will Bachman and D.J. Krohn. For Pearl Lake, Rudy Notch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nolan Notch in the 2nd inning, and the catcher, Adam Braun. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today. We had Luke Harn was 2-for-3. Will Bachman, 2-for-2. He had a double. Ethan Pruth was 2-for-4 with a double. Brady Kenning with a double. And J.T. Harn with a solo home run in the 2nd inning for Luxembourg. For Pearl Lake today, Rudy Notch was 2-for-4. Max Fox, 2-for-4. Max had a double. Adam Braun had a double. And Blake Kunkel with a double. A final this afternoon from Luxembourg. It was Luxembourg 7 and Pearl Lake 3. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we have Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Kamphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Ringdahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League this evening. And on Friday night, Richmond at St. Martin taking on the Martins. It was St. Martin defeating Richmond Friday night by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for St. Martin. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. Ben Schrader on the mound for the Martins will go the distance as he strikes out 13, picking up the win. His catcher, Zach Moritz. For Richmond, D.J. Schleicher starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Thielen in the eighth inning, and the catchers, Cole Schmitz and Kyle Buddy. Hitting highlights for St. Martin, Kyle Leeser was 2-for-4. Kyle had 2 doubles. Jalen Arsenault, 2-for-4 with a double. And for Richmond, Kyle Buddy and Cole Schmitz with the only hits. A final on Friday night, it was St. Martin 3 and Richmond nothing. On Saturday, Farming traveled to Roscoe, and Roscoe defeats Farming by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Farming. Josiah Utch starts on the mound for Roscoe, relieved by Parker Brzezinka in the eighth inning. Parker picks up the win, and the catcher, Max Ottman. For Farming, Blake Winkles starts on the mound, relieved by Adam Winkles in the sixth. Adam takes the loss, and the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Roscoe on Saturday, Chris Vanderbeek was 2-for-4 with a double. Jordan Schlaper had a double. And Max Ottman, a big walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, gave the Roscoe Rangers a 3-2 victory on Saturday. For Farming, Josh Becker was 2-for-5 and Taylor Foray with a double. A final on Saturday had Roscoe defeating Farming 3-2. Also on Saturday, Meyer Grove at Greenwald, and Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove Saturday 4-2. 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Greenwald. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. Brett Engelmeyer will go the distance, picking up the win for Greenwald on Saturday, his catcher Tyler Thomas. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, taking the loss, and he goes the distance, his catcher Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Greenwald on Saturday, Brett Engelmeyer had a double, Tyler Hoffman was 2-for-3, and Tyler Engelmeyer, a big day, he was 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the eighth inning. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick was 2-for-4, and Ryan Omscheid, Ryan had a two-run homer in the sixth inning. So a final on Saturday had Greenwald defeating Meyer Grove 4-2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Numinic was at Meyer Grove this afternoon, and Meyer Grove defeats Numinic by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error for Meyer Grove. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Numinic. Josh Omscheid will pick up the win today for Meyer Grove. Jordan Klopak in the eighth inning gets the save, and the catcher was Ryan Omscheid. For Numinic, Jim Toole starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Sand in the sixth, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Meyer Grove today, Andrew Welle was 3-for-4, Josh Omscheid 3-for-5, and Colton Meyer had a two-run home run in the fifth inning. For Numinic, Jacob Hinnenkamp, 2-for-4 today, Devin Hansen was 2-for-5, Caden Sand 1-for-3 with a couple RBIs, and Will Funk was 1-for-3 with a double. So a final this afternoon from Meyer Grove. It was Meyer Grove 7, Numinic 5. Numinic had been undefeated in the Stearns County North before today's loss to the Grovers. Roscoe at Farming this afternoon, and this game shortened to 5 innings because of rain. It was Roscoe defeating Farming this afternoon by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Roscoe. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Farming. Parker Brzezinka will pick up the win for Roscoe today. His catcher, Max Ottman. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, taking the loss. His catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Roscoe this afternoon, Brandon Schlaper, 2-for-3. Brandon had a two-run home run in the fourth inning. And Chris Vanderbeek, 1-for-3 today for the Rangers. For Farming, Tyler Schrader was 2-for-4 or 2-for-3 with a double. And Aaron Eink was 2-for-3. Final this afternoon from Farming in 5 innings. It was Roscoe 4, Farming 2. And St. Martin over in Richmond this afternoon. St. Martin defeats Richmond by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Martins. 3 runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Richmond. Carter Thielen on the mound for the Martins today. Gives way to Scott Leeser in the sixth. He'll get the win. Brian Schlungen in the ninth. And Brian was the starting catcher for the Martins. For Richmond, Luke Jokela starts, relieved by Dalton Thielen in the seventh. He'll take the loss. Isaac Holthaus in the eighth. Austin Larson in the eighth. And the catcher, Connor Doles. Hitting highlights for St. Martin, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4 today. Brian Schlungen was 2-for-5. Brady Goebel, 3-for-5. And for Richmond, Justin Schrader and Connor Doles with the only hits. A final this afternoon from Richmond, St. Martin 8 and Richmond 3. We had El Rosa and Lake Henry. Those two teams were rained out today, El Rosa and Lake Henry. So that game will be made up July 9th. That's Sunday, July 9th. That game will be made up. That's going to do it for our scores and highlights portion. Actually, we'll be back. I've got an exhibition game to report and a schedule. Look at the schedule right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. We had one exhibition game. This took place yesterday. We had Avon at the Cold Spring Rockies, and Avon defeats the Cold Spring Rockies 12-5. 12 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Avon. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies. Ryan Jansen on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Carter Phillippe in the 6th and the catcher Carter Holthouse. For the Rockies, Trevor Lardy on the mound starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan New in the 2nd. Eli Bacchus in the 7th and the catcher Brady Leverington. Hitting highlights for Avon on Saturday. Ryan Jansen, 2-for-5 with a double. Peyton Randall was 3-for-5, and Reese Gregory, 2-for-5. For the Cold Spring Rockies, David Jonas was 2-for-5, and Austin Duffner, 4-for-5 with 2 doubles. So a final on Saturday, exhibition action at Avon, defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 12-5. All righty, let's take a look at our schedules, and then I will announce my next Game of the Week site. Over in the Stearns County League, coming up next weekend on Friday night, it'll be Lake Henry at Farming. That's an 8 o'clock start on Friday night. El Rosa at St. Martin. They'll start at 8:15 Friday night. On Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning, it'll be Greenwald at Spring Hill at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then El Rosa at New Munich on Saturday. That's at 1:30. And Farming at St. Martin on Saturday, that's at 8:15. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, one game scheduled. This is Roscoe at New Munich. This is a makeup from an earlier game that had to be rescheduled. So Sunday has Roscoe at New Munich in the Stearns County League. All right, over in the Sauk Valley League, coming up middle of the week, Becker will take on Clear Lake at Becker. That's a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday night. Also on Wednesday night, it'll be the Sartell Muskies taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies. Again, that'll be in Sartell, and that game scheduled for 7 o'clock as well. Over in the County Line League, Regal will be at Norway Lake Sunberg. That's on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Regal at Norway Lake Sunberg, that's on Saturday at 11 o'clock. We have New London Spicer. They'll be at Starbuck. That game on Friday night at 7:30. New London Spicer at Starbuck. That's Friday night at 7:30 in County Line League action. And the Painesville Pirates, they will be in action, looks like Friday night, June the 30th. They will host Atwater at 7:30. So Atwater at Painesville, that's 7:30 on Friday night over in the County Line League. In the Central Valley League, what do we got coming up this weekend? Central Valley League has Luxembourg at St. Nick. That's on Sunday. Luxembourg at St. Nick, Sunday at 2 o'clock in the Central Valley League. That's what I have on their schedule. Other games, don't believe I have any other Central Valley League games on my schedule for this coming weekend. Over in the Victory League, ooh, they got a busy schedule. And the Victory League on Saturday, Upsala, they'll host Swanville at 1:30. It'll be Sobieski at Foley on Saturday at 1:30. And then on Sunday, we will have Randall at Sobieski. That's 1:30 on Sunday, July the 2nd. Other Victory League games coming up this weekend on Saturday. The Piers Brewers will take on Buckman at 12 noon on Saturday. Sobieski will be at Foley. That game at 1:30 on Saturday. We have St. Matthias at Fort Ripley at 1:30 on Saturday. Royalton will be at Aiken at 1:30 on Sunday. The Piers Bulldogs take on the Piers Lakers at 1:30 on Sunday in Piers. And Foley on Sunday will be up at Fort Ripley. That's a 1:30 game. So lots of ball games going on this weekend. All right, the next Chasm Game of the Week will happen on Saturday night. Saturday night we will be at Ray Weber Field in St. Martin as the Martins play host to the Farming Flames. That game at 8:15. You can hear it here on KASM Radio Saturday night. That's our next CHASM game of the week, July the 1st. We'll be into July on Saturday night. I want to thank you for joining us tonight here on the Dick Putt Show. And again, this Dick Putt Show is being recorded. You can catch a replay of the show if you want to. Sometime tomorrow, Kirby Himmish will download this program onto our website, mychasm.com. Mychasm.com. You can just scroll across the top. You'll see sports. Click the little drop-down box, and you'll get the archived Dick Putt shows on mychasm.com. Thank you to Joyce Jensen for producing our Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, Randy. Thanks. That was the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.